Well, welcome everyone to Lawton, Oklahoma for the Feast of Trumpets 2024. As it's written, we're much closer to Christ's return than we definitely were a year ago or 10 years ago or 20 years ago. And I was just thinking while we were singing about how meaningful those hymns are to us now. And it seems more so as we're watching the world go crazy before it has to be brought to an end by Christ's return. But this day, being the Day of Trumpets, I have a feeling you all pretty much well know what the subject will be today. So I'll just start off with Exodus 19:16, and this is when the Lord first came and spoke to Israel from Mount Sinai, and he told Moses to prepare the people, and they were going to meet him, and they were going to prepare themselves for 3 days to the day that they were going to meet the Lord when he came down and speak to them from the mountain. So in Exodus 19:16, and it came to pass on the third day in the morning that there were thunderings and lightnings and a thick cloud on the mountain, and the sound of the trumpet was very loud. Now this is probably the first time people have ever heard the trumpets from the heavenly realm sounding. There's not anything in the Bible that shows the trumpet being sounded from heaven for humans to hear it before this point in time, as far as I could find. So the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and it was very loud, so that the people who were in the camp trembled. Well, I imagine the heavenly trumpets sounding from heaven probably shake the entire earth, you know. And Moses brought the people out to the camp to meet with God, and they stood at the foot of the mountain. Now, Mount Sinai was completely in smoke because the Lord descended upon it in fire. Its smoke ascended like the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mountain quaked greatly. And when the blast of the trumpet sounded long and became louder and louder, Moses spoke, and God answered him by voice. Those people were afraid. And when God made his presence known and showed and spoke to them from the mountain, this show of power was part of trying to get people who do not have the Holy Spirit but are just carnal to at least obey by fear. But anyways, the people told Moses, go speak to God for us. We don't want to hear him ourselves. So later on, when he was giving the laws to the children of Israel, the Lord told them in Leviticus 23:24 to speak to the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, on the first day of the month, you shall have a Sabbath rest, a memorial of the blowing of trumpets, a holy convocation. It's also said this again in Numbers 29:1, that in the seventh month, on the first day of the month, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no customary work, for you is a day of blowing of trumpets. And I'm sorry, we don't have any trumpets here today, so we'll have to make noise in other ways. But God gave him this instruction, and actually he gave him this instruction before in Numbers, when he told Moses to make two silver trumpets for yourself. You shall make them of hammered work. You shall use them for calling the congregation and directing the movement of the camps. Now, this has been something that's gone on for a long time. Last year, I wondered if Israel had even heard a trumpet before they met before God in the mountain. And so I was looking up, and it just turns out last year in the Feast of Trumpets, I found a recording. It was made in the 1930s, and King Tut's tomb, when they opened it up, had his trumpets within it. And there was a trumpet for war, and there was a trumpet for the gatherings and for religious ceremonies. One was just simple like brass, and one was silver and very ornate. And during that particular event in the 1930s, the British Museum actually broke the trumpets out and played those trumpets and aired it on the radio. And what is the thing that made the trumpet what it is the fact that it's a communication device, something that you can call someone a great distance away, miles. And they have been used by men in war and for calling assemblies for a very, very long time. And so the trumpets did exist, and the people of Israel probably heard the Pharaoh's trumpet. They probably were working somewheres, and there was some kind of a gathering where the Pharaoh, and they may have heard the trumpet at a distance, but I seriously doubt that any of the people of Israel, the slaves, were there at these special events, you know, with the Pharaoh. But they understood about the principle of a trumpet, and the trumpet used as calling. Now, when you go back to Numbers 10:3, the instructions are, when they blow both of them, all the congregation shall gather before you at the door of the tabernacle of the meeting. So this is when the two trumpets were used to call all the congregation. But if you only blow one, then the leaders, the heads of the division of Israel, should gather to you. When you sound the advance, the camps that lay on the east side shall then begin their journey. When you sound the advance a second time, then the camps that are lying on the south side shall begin their journey, and they shall sound the call for them to begin their journeys. And then when the assembly is gathered together, you shall blow, but not sound the advance. Now, this is where the tabernacle is sitting there in the wilderness, and it's completely surrounded by all these hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of families and tents circled completely around the tabernacle. So to move this great group of people from one point to another, the trumpet was used to signal it, to start the progression of moving from one point to the other. And then down in Numbers 10:8, the sons of Aaron, the priests, shall blow the trumpets, and these shall be to you as an ordinance forever throughout your generations. When you go to war in your land against the enemy who opposes you, you shall sound an alarm with the trumpets, and you will be remembered before the Lord your God, and you will be saved from your enemies. And it says, in the days of your gladness, in your appointed feasts, and at the beginning of your months, you shall blow the trumpets over the burnt offerings and over the sacrifices of your peace offerings, and they shall be a memorial for you before your God. I am the Lord your God. So when these people heard the trumpets, they'd hear the trumpet at the beginning of the month. They heard the trumpets when the offerings were being made in the tabernacles. So those trumpets sounded, and the people knew. People understood what was happening by the sounding of the trumpets. They didn't have calendars and things like that, so you had to count the days, and if you didn't count the days, you probably weren't aware of what day it was, you know. That's easy for me to do with a calendar, but not figure out what day it is. But when the trumpets sound, you knew it was the beginning of the month, and when the trumpets sound, you also knew that it was Sabbath. And, of course, then the trumpets were carried into war, and you can read about, like, the fall of Jericho, where they used the trumpets in taking of Jericho. Now, this is the ram's horns. And then Gideon's 300 men, they used the trumpets in their war. And trumpets have been used in war throughout history and for signaling. And so in battle, there's so much noise and so much commotion going on. The trumpet was used to signal the troops over the din of everything. And if you look into the trumpets used today by the U.S. Army, it says there are over 30 different types of bugle calls used by the U.S. Army. And each has its own unique message that's conveyed through a series of notes blown on a brass instrument known as a bugle, of course. From reveille in the morning to taps at night, these bugle calls play an essential role in maintaining order within the military life. And if you've been in the military, you had reveille, you got called to the mess hall, you got the colors, call of the colors, and other things that they do. And in the old Army, of course, they got speakers now where they put the trumpets over speakers. But back in the day, you know, that trumpeter is the one that notified everyone within a military unit, wherever they were at, what they needed to do. So it was used to organize, you know, and to help move and control a large group of men. And like I said, the trumpet is an instrument of communication that travels a long distance because of the sound of it. And I suspect the trumpet's probably one of the loudest instruments for its size. I remember we used to have the football games when I was in high school, and they used to sell these little plastic trumpets about this long for people to blow at the game, and they could raise such a noise that you could hardly tell what was going on, you know. So they were incredibly loud, considering, you know, just a little deal like that. So I'm looking at now at Psalms 150. And it says in Psalms 150, it's one, it says, "Praise the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in his mighty firmament, praise him for his mighty acts, praise him according to his excellent greatness, praise him with the sound of the trumpet, praise him with the lute and the harp, praise him with the timbrel and the dance, praise him with string instruments and flutes, praise him with loud cymbals, praise him with clashing cymbals. Let everyone that has breath praise the Lord." And this is worshiping the Lord loudly. But those trumpets were there part of worship, part of the worship process. And then when we get into what we're looking forward to, it says in Revelation 11:15 that then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, "The kingdoms of the world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever." That is the seventh trumpet, and it has been written about several times in scriptures. But Jesus told us in Luke 21:25, he said, "There will be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars and on the earth, the distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's heart failing them for fear and expectation of those things which are coming in the earth, for the powers of heaven will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in the cloud with power and great glory." Well, this will be after that seventh trumpet. And Christ told us, "Now when these things begin to happen, look up, lift up your heads, because your redemption draws near." Those trumpets are a signal to us. Those trumpets that's coming from heaven are telling us that he is coming. He is coming to take control of this earth and bring God's law to the earth. And then during that seventh trumpet, there's a lot of activity, and you can read in 1 Corinthians 15:51, where Paul writes, "Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall all not sleep, but we shall be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet," that seventh trumpet. "The trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. This corruption must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality." That trumpet is calling and telling us that the Lord is coming, and that's the day that the dead will be raised, and those who are alive will be changed. And in 2 Corinthians 4:14, he writes, "Knowing that he who raised up the Lord Jesus will also raise us up with Jesus and will present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that grace, having spread through the many, may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. And in Ephesians 2:4, is written, but God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love, which he loved us. I should say loves us. Even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved. And raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness towards us in Jesus Christ. And we're told that we have no idea of what kind of wonderful things God has in store for us when we go to be with him in his kingdom and share in that kingdom, being priests and kings with the Most High God over this earth to help restore it. So I refer back to Psalm 41, to the chief musician, a psalm of the sons of Korah. Oh, clap your hands, all you people. Shout to God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is awesome. He is a great king over the earth. He will subdue the peoples under us and the nations under our feet. He will choose our inheritance for us, the excellence of Jacob, whom he loves. Selah. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of the trumpet. Sing praises to God. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with understanding. God reigns over the nation. God sits on his holy throne. The princes of the people have gathered together, the people of God of Abraham, for the shields of the earth belong to God. He is greatly exalted. These things, this trumpet, is a call to us as well as the world. We know the world will be afraid of the Lord coming. And they probably won't even understand what's happening when they see the Lord in the air, because they may not have any idea about what's going on. There's so many people that have no idea what the Lord has in store for us, what he's going to do to restore the earth, what he's going to do when he establishes kingdom. There's people that still believe that you die and you just float off to heaven and, you know, you're sitting there with a harp and you gaze at God. They have no idea that he is bringing us to be in his family, to be a child of God, to be like him, to be made like him, to look like him, to be with him. Jesus told us that we come and we overcome, we come and sit with him on his throne, just as he overcame and sat with his Father on his throne. And these are the things we're looking for, because the trumpet is a call, but for us it's a call that we welcome, a call that we have been waiting for. And we'll probably, our patience will be tested to the max by the time that trumpet is sounded. But you must remember that in the end, in all the craziness, because the craziness is going to get crazier, that in the end, the Lord is going to return. And he's going to come. Well, first, the Lord, you know, the world's going to be judged, and there's going to be seven trumpets, and those first six trumpets are going to sound before he comes, and the earth's going to go through a lot during this time. That seventh trumpet, you know, once those trumpets start blowing, we know it's right there. Lord is there, especially when the trumpets are coming from heaven. But we look forward to that trumpet, because that is the return of our Lord. And also to bring peace and to bring restoration. But until that time, of course, we have to deal with the world we live in. So remember that the trumpet is a device of communication, and God is going to be calling us with the heavenly trumpets. It's going to be the signals that come down from heaven in this time. And until that time, all we can do is be faithful to our last breath and look forward to His kingdom and look forward to the restoration and the bringing of peace finally to this earth.